The story's been around for like 50 years. It's not through a movie like The Christmas Story or It's a Wonderful Life or even a movie about Jesus' birth. Instead, it was a story that was actually a cartoon with a jazz soundtrack. It was a comedy, but it had no laugh track, which was very uncommon in the day that it was made. It was penned by a new cartoonist who was becoming popular, but the TV special was not expected to do very well at all. So when it debuted in 1965, it was the second most watched show that week. It was a surprise. And since then, it's declared the Christian message from generation to generation, transcending all religion. In fact, even most non-Christians have seen this show multiple times. And so now most of you know the answer to what I'm talking about, right? It is the Charlie Brown Christmas special, aired in 1965. It's been a favorite by just about every boy and girl since then, Christian or otherwise. When Charles Schulz wrote this story, he was actually pressured by his co-workers to take the biblical element out of the story. But he told them, if we don't tell it, who will? See, Schulz was a Christian, and he was not going to leave the meaning of Christmas out of his Christmas special, even if it was his big break into the world of television. I don't think that show has missed a year on television since. In fact, I think tradition says it plays a couple times, and now with all the cable stations, maybe it plays dozens of times. I don't know. But even today, the show holds up. Even today, people tune in to watch it. Even today, when Merry Christmas has turned into Happy Holidays. When the sound of the hark that angels sing has been drowned out by the ho, ho, ho of Santa Claus coming to town. I find it interesting that the Charlie Brown Christmas special has persevered. It's remarkable, isn't it? It hasn't lost its popularity, even though Peanuts as a general genre hasn't been as popular over the last few decades. This show has held up. And not only did it survive, but people know all over the world, people who don't claim to have a Christian faith know the words from Luke 2, 8 through 14 because of that show. But let me back up a minute. Maybe some of you aren't really familiar with Charlie Brown. Maybe some of you who are younger, at least, don't know the group. Let me give you a quick synopsis of some of the gang in the Charlie Brown special. The most famous character is Snoopy. Really, it's the dog more than Charlie Brown. It's the favorite. He's actually more human than dog in many ways. And Snoopy represents the cool guy. He's the fun one. He's adventurous. He has a great imagination. And Snoopy is all about the lights, and he tries to decorate his doghouse, and he's going to all the parties, and everybody loves Snoopy, right? Then there's Lucy. She's got a different attitude regarding Christmas and life in general. She's the loud-mouthed, know-it-all little girl. She likes Christmas, but she basically wants to control Christmas. She wants to be in charge of Christmas. She is glad to lend her talents and her abilities to make Christmas happen just the way she wants it to happen. And you have someone like Schroeder, who's not as obviously interesting, but it's true that Schroeder is a dedicated piano player who wants to become the next Beethoven. Schroeder is goal-oriented, right? So when they want to play simple Christmas music, you know, he's kind of like trying to do all this elaborate type of stuff, and Lucy tries to just get him to play Jingle Bells. So he finally relents. But Schroeder is all about the goal in life. I gotta be the next great pianist in the world. So I don't have time for Christmas. I don't have time for all this. I got work to do. There's still other couple important characters which are worth mentioning. A couple that I'm not going to mention. I mean, there's Sally and there's Pigpen. I'm not going to get into all those, but Linus is the one who clings to his blanket. He doesn't have a blanket here, but that's really rare. He almost always has his blanket. That's his support. But he is the theologian. He is the philosopher in the group, wise beyond his years. And then finally, you have Charlie Brown himself. Oh, boy, Charlie Brown. He gets fed up with the artificial surface aspects of Christmas and spends the whole show trying to figure out the real meaning of Christmas. I find it interesting that it's Charlie Brown who's the seeker in this story, who's desperate to find the answers. If there ever was a loser in life, it's Charlie Brown. The little boy who could not fly his kite without a tree eating the kite, who could not kick a football without Lucy pulling the football up so he would land on his back when he tried to kick it, who could not get a real candy at Halloween, he would always end up with a rock. Lucy once said to Charlie Brown that of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest. Oh boy, that was low. It was this little boy who was the most desperate for answers. And I think about the scripture, and I think about Charles Schulz being a Christian, and I think he knew what he was saying. He knew what he was writing. Because in the Bible, it's the people who know they're sinners. It's the people who know that they are lost, who are desperate for a better way to live. Right? See, the one thing that Charlie Brown had going for him, the one admirable quality in all of this, was his resilience. He was determined to find the answers. He would not give up. He was lost. But the good news was, he knew he was lost, and he was determined not to stay lost. So at one point in the show, Charlie Brown was asked to go buy a Christmas tree. You all know this story, right? See, half the sermon's already wrote for me. I just have to recall it to you. That's what you call an easy prep week. So he was asked to go buy a Christmas tree for the school pageant. And he bypassed every tall, glitzy, artificial tree in the lot. Instead, he chose the smallest, least needled, real tree he could find. Now, that tree was not a hit with the other kids, and they let him know it. So at this point, I can jump back to where I kind of started this sermon. So Charlie Brown yells out after all this frustration, after all this trying to find out what Christmas is all about, he says, "Can anyone tell me what Christmas is all about?" And of course, there's one person who knows, Linus. Linus, the theologian, the philosopher. And he only does one simple thing. He says, "I know what Christmas is all about." And he recites Luke 2, 8 through 14 in the King James Bible. And he says, "And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for I behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this city, born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And at this point, the show's almost over, but not quite. The other characters decide to gather up lights, and they decorate this little tree, this little pathetic tree. And at this point, something of a miracle starts to happen. If you noticed, the tree starts to come alive. And the branches are all full and green. And something has changed. It's full of needles. And the show ends with the characters wishing Charlie Brown a Merry Christmas and singing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." You want to know the reason why I think this cartoon has held up over the years? It explains the human condition. It explains what God did for us to rescue us from our condition. So as I mentioned in a sermon recently, one of the great things you can always ask yourself is, who do you relate to in this story? Who could you be tempted, in other words? Another way of saying it is, who could you be tempted to be in this story if you weren't careful? When you think about Christmas and a month away here, or less this month, could you be Snoopy? Oh boy, you love all the lights. You love all the parties. You love all the food and the festivities. Oh boy, that's what Christmas is all about. Or maybe you're Schroeder. Bah, kind of a bah humbug type of guy. He's like, I just haven't, got to keep working. Got to keep working. Got to do my job. Got to become successful. Maybe you want to be Lucy. Oh boy, Christmas is so crazy. If you're not organized, if you're not in charge, if you're not making everything go right, then you're just going to, you know, fall apart. Got to be in charge. Got to take control. But will you be Charlie Brown? Charlie Brown, who saw himself in this pathetic little tree. Right? He persisted until he found the meaning of Christmas, until he found God. And God reached down to Charlie Brown. And God became the vine to his branches, and he became green with life. And God gave him light so that he could shine like the stars in the sky. This is our story. This is not just Charlie Brown's story. We are Charlie Brown. If you've ever felt like Charlie Brown in your life, that's a good thing in some ways, because look at what we get. We get a God who turned Joseph from a slave to a prince. He turned David from a shepherd to a giant killer who now turns himself into a human being. We have a God who still turns losers into saints. My dear friends, hope comes to us in the form of a baby. A baby that would live and die and rise again for all the Charlie Browns in the world. That is our hope. That is our meaning of Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about. Sometimes we don't think of hope being that strong a word. It's a word that pops up in Christmas time. Where would we be without hope? You know what people are like without hope? Without a chance of finding salvation, of finding a knowing God, of knowing that tomorrow could be better, they could become closer to God, they could grow, they could find meaning, they could find answers, they could be found after being lost. That is hope. That is our hope. It's what Christmas is all about.